The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The flight of the logbook.com's escape pod continues through all things fantastic, futuristic, and flat-out geeky. I'm Earl Green, and we'll head 'em off at the past, seeing what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1979, Voyager 1 was a month away from Jupiter, but the massive planet was already filling its camera lens. From 36 million miles away, Voyager 1 was already seeing more detail than the Pioneer 10 and 11 probes that had swung by Jupiter in the early 1970s.
Jupiter, largest of the Sun's nine planets, was photographed close up by the Voyager spacecraft. As they passed by, the giant planet's churning clouds were ribbon-like streaks of red and brown and yellow.
Soviet cosmonaut Oleg Makarov was born on this day in 1933. He flew several missions throughout the Salyut space station program, but one of his earliest flights was planned to be a Soviet lunar mission, which was canceled. Sid Barrett of Pink Floyd was born in 1946, and in 1955, actor Rowan Atkinson was born.
Got him with my subtle plan.
I can't see any subtle plan.
Well, Ricky, you wouldn't see a subtle plan if it painted itself purple and danced naked on top of a harpsichord, singing, "Subtle plans are here again."
John Scott Martin was the actor who found himself inside a Dalek for much of the original Doctor Who episodes featuring the Metal Monsters, and he died on this day in 2009. In 1982, even though nobody knew what a Yar was or why it would want revenge, Atari unleashed the Yar's Revenge cartridge on the Atari 2600.
You're a fly named Yar on a quest in space. You attack the shield of the Kotile space, but watch out, Yar.
He knows where you are. Yar's Revenge is new from Atari. Have you played Atari today?
With ion zones and evil drones, there's nothing else like Yar's Revenge, the way-out space game that's new from Atari. Who else?
An unusual hit in that it wasn't a direct port of a popular arcade game, though it did start out as an Atari version of Star Castle. Yar's Revenge included a comic book explaining its storyline, and even inspired a children's album dramatizing the story. And in 1992, the newest addition to the Enterprise crew brought some family baggage to Worf.
Do you know who they are?
Kallus?
And his brother Moroth. They fought for 12 days and 12 nights because Moroth had broken his word and brought shame to his family. When you lie or steal, you not only dishonor yourself, but your family. You dishonor me.
I'm sorry, Father. I won't do it ever again. I promise.
I accept your word. We will not speak of this again.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, the logbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.